the mold of man among people. We walked in silence to the square, but before we got there, I had an uncontainable surge of energy and ran down the street to the outskirts of town. I came to a bridge, and right there, as if it had been waiting for me, I saw the mold of man as a resplendent, warm, amber light. I fell on my knees, not so much out of piety, but as a physical reaction to awe. The sight of the mold of man was more astonishing than ever. I felt, without any arrogance, that I had gone through an enormous change since the first time I had seen it. However, all the things I had seen and learned had only given me a greater, more profound appreciation for the miracle that I had in front of my eyes. The mold of man was superimposed on the bridge at first. Then I refocused my eyes and saw that the mold of man extended up and down into infinity. The bridge was but a meager shell, a tiny sketch superimposed on the eternal. And so were the minute figures of people who moved around me, looking at me with unabashed curiosity. But I was beyond their touch, although at that moment I was as vulnerable as I could be. The mold of man had no power to protect me or spare me, yet I loved it with a passion that knew no limits. I thought that I understood then something that Don Juan had told me repeatedly, that real affection cannot be an investment. I would have gladly remained the servant of the mold of man, not for what it could give me, for it has nothing to give, but for the sheer affection I felt for it. I had the sensation of something pulling me away, and before I disappeared from its presence, I shouted a promise to the mold of man. But a great force whisked me away before I could finish stating what I meant. I was suddenly kneeling at the bridge, while a group of peasants looked at me and laughed. Don Juan got to my side and helped me up and walked me back to the house.
There are two ways of seeing the mold of man, Don Juan began as soon as we sat down. You can see it as a man, or you can see it as a light. That depends on the shift of the assemblage point. If the shift is lateral, the mold is a human being. If the shift is in the midsection of man's band, the mold is a light. The only value of what you've done today is that your assemblage point shifted in the midsection.
He said that the position where one sees the mold of man is very close to that where the dreaming body and the barrier of perception appear. That was the reason the new seers recommend that the mold of man be seen and understood.
Are you sure you understand what the mold of man really is? He asked with a smile.
I assure you, Don Juan, that I'm perfectly aware of what the mold of man is, I said.
I heard you shouting inanities to the mold of man when I got to the bridge, he said with a most malicious smile.
I told him that I had felt like a worthless servant worshipping a worthless master, and yet I was moved out of sheer affection to promise undying love. He found it all hilarious and laughed until he was choking.
The promise of a worthless servant to a worthless master is worthless, he said, and choked again with laughter.
I didn't feel like defending my position. My affection for the mold of man was offered freely, without thought of recompense. It didn't matter to me that my promise was worthless.
Chapter 17. The Journey of the Dreaming Body. Don Juan told me that the two of us were going to drive to the city of Oaxaca for the last time. He made it very clear that we would never be there together again. Perhaps his feeling might return to the place, he said, but never again the totality of himself. In Oaxaca, Don Juan spent hours looking at mundane, trivial things, the faded color of walls, the shape of distant mountains, the pattern on cracked cement, the faces of people, Then we went to the square and sat on his favorite bench, which was unoccupied, as it always was when he wanted it. During our long walk in the city, I had tried my best to work myself into a mood of sadness and moroseness, but I just couldn't do it. There was something festive about his departure. He explained it as the unrestrainable vigor of total freedom.
"Freedom is like a contagious disease," he said. "It is transmitted. Its carrier is an impeccable Nagual. People might not appreciate that, and that's because they don't want to be free. Freedom is frightening, remember that. But not for us. I've groomed myself nearly all my life for this moment, and so will you."
He repeated over and over that at the stage where I was, no rational assumptions should interfere with my actions. He said that the dreaming body and the barrier of perception are positions of the assemblage point, and that that knowledge is as vital to seers as knowing how to read and write is to modern man. Both are accomplishments attained after years of practice.
"It is very important that you remember right now the time when your assemblage point reached that position and it created your dreaming body," he said with tremendous urgency.
Then he smiled and remarked that time was extremely short. He said that the recollection of the main journey of my dreaming body would put my assemblage point in a position to break the barrier of perception in order to assemble another world.
"The dreaming body is known by different names," he said, after a long pause. "The name I like the best is the other. That term belongs to the old seers, together with the mood. I don't particularly care for their mood, but I have to admit that I like their term, the other. It's mysterious and forbidden. Just like the old seers, it gives me the feeling of darkness, of shadows. The old seers said that the other always comes shrouded in wind."
Over the years, Don Juan and other members of his party had tried to make me aware that we can be in two places at once, that we can experience a sort of perceptual dualism. As Don Juan spoke, I began to remember something so deeply forgotten that at first it was as if I had only heard about it. Then, step by step, I realized that I had lived that experience myself. I had been in two places at once. It happened one night in the mountains of northern Mexico. I had been collecting plants with Don Juan all day.